Here's a thought I'll title, Skill Means Little Without a Heart That Drives It. The thing about photography is that photographic skill can be pretty easily taught. Witness the thousands of YouTube videos, books, training programs, etc. Anybody can master the act of photography, particularly these days, when digital cameras are so powerful. They're like little computers with a lens on it, and they do so many wonderful things that anybody can master that skill, probably pretty quickly. But skill alone does not make art. You need sensitivity, compassion, empathy, and these are all things that are developed within us over time and with a purpose. I'm certainly not the first one to make this observation. I may be the last one to make this observation because everybody has said this before me. Ansel Adams most famously said, "There's nothing worse than a sharp picture of a fuzzy concept." When photography doesn't work its way from our heart out into the manifest photograph, then it can very easily deteriorate into a show and tell of technical prowess. I'm not against technical prowess. Of course, we need to have command of the craft. But having command of the craft doesn't automatically turn us into artists. That's a different thing. This is one of the reasons why, for years, I've talked about the importance of studying a little bit, at least, about art history, or perhaps philosophy, or ecology, even religion. All of these things that have to do with what I'll characterize sort of in shorthand as the meaning of life, they all contribute to what we photograph, why we photograph, what we think it's important to share. That doesn't mean that every project and every photograph is a philosophical tome. Sometimes it's just a beautiful scene. But if what we produce is primarily a means to demonstrate technological prowess, I think we've missed an opportunity. An opportunity to consider life on a slightly deeper level, to use photography as a means to learn about ourselves, learn about the world we live in, learn about others, and the meaning of compassion and sensitivity. It may seem like a silly exercise, but it's not a bad idea to look at an image in Photoshop or Lightroom and ask simple questions like, what does this mean? Why do I want to share it? What is the essence of this photograph that comes from the heart rather than from the intellect? A mirror to our deepest feelings. And that can be as simple as how beautiful this blossom looks, how truthful the life cycle of this blossom is in the passage of time. It's really hard to talk about these issues. It's really hard to try to specify them because they're so personal. And what comes from deep within me and I think shows up in my photographs may not be visible to you at all and vice versa. But that doesn't mean that that shouldn't be our pursuit. And this is one of the main reasons why I think photography is a fantastic art medium. It's not just a recording tool, because it really can be a medium that comes from the heart.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.